Welcome to the Student Sessions with your hosts, Tonya Galati and Regan Spinks. In this series, we talk with students, graduates, and industry professionals all about internships and placements.
Hi, and welcome to the Student Sessions with me, Tonya.
And me, Regan.
In today's episode, we're joined by Jacob Thacker from University of Liverpool, who undertook an internship with Disney. So we'll be talking about the pros and cons of an internship, and Jacob will be giving his reflections and insights. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Tonya.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. And delighted that you could join us. I know that final year is a bit full on, so appreciate you making time for Regan and I. So let's start, Jacob. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name's Jacob Thacker, originally from Bradford, which is within Yorkshire. Came to Liverpool in 2019. From the get-go, I really, really fancied doing an internship. I think it's one of the things which I saw in the open days, saw that it increased your chances of kind of employability and just the chance to be able to do something separate from university alongside the same thing. So, I think I'm doing economics as well. Sorry, that should have been the leading thing. But yeah, economics, because I'm quite a maths brain type of person, but I also quite like the as opposed to just the analytical side, I like the implications from things. I like kind of looking at people as a whole and kind of trying to make what assumptions, and then also kind of baking some sort of economic thinking into that. Yeah.
Nice.
Maths brains I find really intimidating because I'm not a maths brain. So already I'm in awe of you, Jacob. So you mentioned there that doing an internship was already on your radar. Did you consider doing a placement year as well, or were you particularly focused on just the internship?
So I did do a placement year in the end, actually. So yeah. So I did an internship initially. Well, it was kind of like a shadowing placement before Bradford Academy. It's an academy close to me back at home, shadowed the finance director. And that really opened the door for me in terms of, I just really saw the benefit of what an internship would do for you. So I think that it just gives you that kind of insight into more so the corporate, but also what the type of world that you'd be going into after university would be like, as opposed to just, because you can do your university, you can get through the whole thing, and you won't walk into your dream job, unfortunately. And I mean, there are times at which it can happen, but a lot of the times you need to be thinking, these are the pool of people that I'm competing against. What is it that I can use to be able to gain that slight edge against them? And, you know, and it really is just eye-opening to be able to do something like that. So yeah, that kind of influenced my position and made me decide to do an internship at the end of it, yeah.
What kind of things did you get up to in your internship then? Can you just tell us a little bit about like what was a day-to-day life like for you?
Yeah, okay, perfect. So I was working for Disney and I was doing finance for them. Obviously, finance for Disney, there was about 30 interns doing finance for Disney, so it covered all different bases. I worked on the licensing side of things. So the way to put it simply is H&M. They would bring over designs to us and say, we want to put Mickey Mouse on a t-shirt, for example. And we, on the finance side of things, would look after all of the royalties. So you make a certain percentage on all of the sales that they make. So now a lot of my day-to-day was to do with kind of forecasting those royalties. You'd do like historical reports on things, and then you would also assist category managers. So these are the people that manage those relationships directly, and they would want reports and they would want forecasts looking into how these companies have been doing and also how they're projected to be doing in the future based on the product range that they're putting out. So day to day, we looked at a lot of true ups and true downs, which are where a company is coming for, where the royalties of a company are coming based on our forecasts. And then you have to look at the drivers behind it. So it's why are they falling short perhaps, or why are they doing really exceptionally well, and how can we adjust the forecast in the future to be able to be as close as possible to that number which we've forecasted initially.
I can't believe how exciting you have just made finance sound, Jacob. I was like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. And the way you've spoken about it, you just come across so passionate and you've really brought it to life. Before you did your internship, do you think you would have kind of articulated that in the same way?
No, not at all, honestly. As I said before, because there was kind of 30 interns, the process of application was very much you apply for a finance role and then the teams will decide which one that you are best fit for. So I could have ended up in any of these different finance roles. And it kind of ties into a point which I would like to make later on, which is more so finance is such a broad spectrum. And it's the same, the same is true for any type of job role which you're going into, you know. And to be able to really get a flavor of that, you just have to go in, experience a certain part of it, and then you can see, and hopefully you can put it into words what it is that you do specifically, and how you'd be able to illustrate to somebody else, maybe if they were going into the licensing world, what they'd be doing day to day basis, and kind of, I mean, hopefully I'm able to make forecasting sound interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jacob, if we had a finance role, I'd recruit you straight away. I would trust you with all my money at this point.
It sounded like you've learned a lot from your internship, and like you said, from actually getting in sort of in the workplace and kind of having that work experience. Was there any sort of like challenges that you kind of had to face or overcome during your internship?
Yeah, I think in terms of working, I'd probably say just the kind of, there's a usually a bit of a conflict of interest. If you're working on multiple projects at the same time, you specifically will have to weigh up kind of what's more important, what you need to prioritize one versus another. And it is just something that will come with time. So You can kind of, you can go into it thinking that you'll be able to balance stuff, but it is, you need to kind of figure out not the hierarchy, but who you need to be reporting to, who's kind of, who the work is most important to be going to, and then be able to weigh up which route in which you need to be able to take it, whether you can do a little bit of work with this person and a little bit, or whether you need to be focused in on one thing specifically, because it's a lot easier to focus in on one thing specifically as well. And then I think probably personally, potentially just slightly, I wouldn't say struggle, but it was a challenge moving down to London, especially during the coronavirus pandemic, because it was obviously such a weird set of rules that we were living under. And it had been my first time moving out of the house in about 6 months. So it had been, you were lacking routine for so long. So switching from having no routine at all to have to get straight back into that 9-to-5 mentality, especially from uni as well, I think it's a shock to the system. I wouldn't say that it's tough, because I would say that it kind of comes with the territory. You can adapt to it quite easily. However, from the get-go, it is quite tough, because you can't just be like, right, I don't fancy doing uni today. I don't fancy doing my job today. I'm just going to stay at home and then do it all tomorrow. It is 9-to-5. You do have to make sure that you are, you know, on it each day, which is, it's a little bit tough, but at the same time, you will get the hang of it very easily.
And did you do your internship at the end of your first year, Jacob, or your second, end of your second year?
It was the end of my second year, yes. I just finished in 2021, yeah.
And so how did doing your internship set you up for your final year?
I think it set me up really well, to be honest. I think there's sometimes you have the kind of worry that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be in the same situation as you. You watch quite a few of your friends go through university and they're on 3-year courses, they've graduated, you know. But I think you find that a lot of the times people do stick around after university anyway, because not really sure what you want to do specifically. There's a term that I call it the panic masters, and quite a few people say to me that they potentially would go for a master's. Not obviously, it is a great thing to still do, but because people are doing that type of stuff, that it does mean that you are still surrounded by the kind of a similar set of people that are all like-minded as well. And honestly, I've got much closer to all of the other students that did year in industry. There's a really good group of us now. And yeah, I think it sets you up as well, just with the working flow. As I said, 9-to-5, really you can zone in and zone out, which is something that I think I potentially struggled with a little bit more in first and second year, because you're working for a couple of hours at a time and then you go home. And then, whereas for me now, I think of it as, I'll get up at a certain time, I'll get my day's work done, and then I'm finished and I can relax afterwards.
It sounds like the sort of the internship has really helped you in your future sort of education journey, but also your career journey as well. Did you think that's what an internship would do for you before you kind of sought out to kind of apply and things like that? What were your kind of perceptions on internships before?
Yeah, I think my perception on internships were, obviously it was a great opportunity. I thought that it was going to be a lot, I wouldn't say tougher, but a lot harsher of a learning environment. I thought, like, the idea of going into a job and getting paid to do it, and you're the specific first point of call for that role, that was very daunting, especially coming from, like, I've had a full-time job before, but nothing kind of relevant within my field. So it's kind of daunting to move from one thing to another, but you realize that, especially when you're doing an internship, everybody wants what's best for you. It's a really good learning environment. And a lot of the times, the kind of managers and the people that hire up will see a bit of themselves within you. It's a unique perspective, because you can go up to people and you can just kind of ask them about their career trajectory, how they got to the place that they are in the future. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an invaluable conversation, because a lot of the times you don't know what's out there. As I said, finance is a massive, it's a massive term. It's a massive set of jobs that you can go into. Really, if you have those conversations with certain people and you already have that angle to which you can say, right, I'm doing an internship, I'm you from 10 years ago, then they'll be happy to help you out. And it's really not as harsh as I would have expected that they will. They're there to teach you, as opposed to they're there to work you to the bone.
And how did it feel, Jacob, being given responsibility straight away? Because let's face it, you don't go into these things and just, make the tea and do the photocopy, and you're given responsibilities straight away. How did you deal with that?
It's a little bit of a shock to the system, but at the same time, that I think they do make sure within an internship that they are going to train you up to the level at which they need, up to the level at which you're competent to be able to do the job. So all your kind of your Excels, your Word, your PowerPoints, your like any type of applications you're going to be using for it, they will make sure that you are competent within that. So I think all you really need to be able to get into the internship is kind of an open mind and a good working attitude. And I think as long as you've got that with you, you will be able to quite easily switch into that working flow when you do get responsibilities. Now, I found it absolutely great getting responsibility, because I think I really had a bit of a point to prove. I like to go into it with the mentality that I'm here to learn, but also take advantage of every opportunity that comes to me. And I think that meant that no matter whether I'd had kind of a good day or a bad day, which genuinely was most of the time good days, I'd come back from it and I'd be thinking, what else could I do tomorrow that's able to kind of get me onto the correct path? Or, what kind of slight things can I change that are, I guess, better in a workplace setting, but also better for me personally.
And did you feel comfortable asking for help, Jacob? Because we hear from a lot of students that go into these opportunities and they're like, oh, I'm not sure about asking for help. I feel like I should just get on with it. Did you feel comfortable being open and kind of seeking that support that you needed?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, again, it makes sense to have those kind of worries, because I had the exact same worries when I was going in. Especially if you're thinking, I've got a point to prove, I want to take advantage of all the opportunities, I want to be individual, whereas you do realise that asking for help of other people a lot of the times can be the best thing to be able to do, because you're leveraging somebody else's experience within a certain thing. If somebody's worked in a company for 10 years, they'll know exactly what the status quo is for doing certain things. So it's a lot easier to be able to ask them as opposed to try and figure it out yourself. And as much as you might think that you need to be prideful and you need to make sure that you're doing everything off your own back, genuinely, they are there to help you, especially on an internship. Managers, you can even speak to directors and they'll still be very happy to help you, because they just love seeing what the way in which the company is going. You essentially are the future of the company. So you can look at it from a perspective of everybody else who's already working there will be willing to lend you a hand. And I think as soon as you kind of get that down, there's that kind of shuts down any type of issue that you would have been able to ask for help.
It sounds like you've learned an awful amount of things, of skills, of lessons, of everything during this internship. What is one thing, what's the most valuable thing you think you've learned through your internship?
I'd say it's changed my thought process on how far I think that I can go. I think you prove to yourself that you can work for 12 months within like a multinational company or within a workplace where you are getting up at 9 to 5 every single day, where you are putting your best out there all the time. And it's kind of getting rid of that whole stigma of, will I be able to do this? Will I be able to succeed? I mean, I guess it's confidence really, because you've come back after working that amount of time and you're thinking, really, I can kind of finish off uni now and then I can get straight into the world of work, and you know what's out there as well. I think people probably talk about networks in the long term, and I think that genuinely that's very beneficial. But I'd say within the short term, it's just knowing what's there, knowing what kind of career paths other people take. Having those networks would be great, and obviously in the future, hopefully it will be beneficial. But I think in the short term, it's just knowing what's there and having the confidence to be able to say, I can go and do that. I can go and do that, because there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better for that, than kind of lived in experience, which is, that's what you get from an internship.
So what advice, Jacob, would you give to any of our listeners who are considering doing an internship or a placement and they're not quite sure the value that it will bring to them?
The advice that I'd just give is just go for it. the value that it will give you will be tremendous. Like I've had this conversation with my brother recently, because he was kind of in two minds, and I think he's really seen the impact that it's had on me. And the exact same things happened to him, and I haven't spoken to anybody genuinely that's told me that they regretted doing their internship. I think potentially the only couple of things is I kind of struggled with the application process initially, because you do get a bit of imposter syndrome. You do go through some kind of interviews, and some, especially the pre-recorded interviews online where you're just speaking to the camera. You do go through those and you think, I don't think I could ever do this again, like, especially during the first times. But you have to kind of think of it as a process. You will get better at it. I haven't heard of anybody that got the first role straight away and that was it for the internships. You have to think of it as a process, really. And I think that was my main stumbling block, just getting past the fact that you do need to apply for a couple. You do need to use some as just, right, okay, here's what I did wrong. Next time I'm going to be able to improve on that, because let's be honest, the interviews are tough, especially when you're getting told by somebody in a suit what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. But you will be able to get the hang of it after time. It is just practice, and you will also gain that kind of calmness within an interview after doing it a certain amount of times. You will lose, you'll lose the kind of the fear of it, which is, I think, which was the biggest part of me. Yeah.
I mean, talking about being calm, I mean, this whole time you've been so calm talking about all of this stuff. You kept your cool. Here you are on a podcast talking about it, and you just seem so self-confident, which is incredible, because considering you said that beforehand, that was a problem for you. So it's great to see that that's kind of how you've improved through this kind of process. And what great advice as well for everyone. I mean, I think I've learned huge amounts just from listening to you today, Jacob. It's been absolutely amazing having you on today. Thank you so much. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I echo that, Jacob. You've been a brilliant guest. But what I'm really intrigued to know, and I'm sure our listeners are, what is next for Jacob? So you're in your final year. What have you got planned after that?
Afterwards, I'm genuinely two minds at the moment, because I quite like the thought of doing a master's. I quite like the thought of kind of going abroad somewhere, potentially maybe even learning a new language. And I think that I kind of like doing things that would push me out of my comfort zone, because I think that that's kind of personal growth. So anything that does push me out of my comfort zone, that's what I'd be getting involved in. And then potentially if I can get like a good role, working somewhere near to home within finance, and then maybe move to kind of London or somewhere abroad in the future. That's what I want to know. But unfortunately, I don't have a complete concrete plan, because there's just a lot of different things to be thinking about at the moment. I'd like to travel, but also work at the same time, I think. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I don't think you need a concrete plan, Jacob, but I do know that whatever you decide to do, you're going to be brilliant. You've been a fantastic guest, and it's been brilliant talking to you and hearing all about your experiences.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Tanya, and Regan as well. It's been great, yeah.
Any employers listening, you should snap Jacob up, because somebody else will if you don't. I mean, I'm quite tempted. And to our listeners, do join us again on the Student Sessions.
Thanks for listening to the Student Sessions podcast. Enjoyed what you heard? Then subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.